This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. The barred owl has a very distinctive call.
That's the one that goes, "Who cooks for you?"
Connor Wood is a conservation biologist and applied ecologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, who happens to do a pretty great barred owl impression himself. Barred owls are native to the eastern U.S., but in the last century, they've crossed the Great Plains, flooded into Canada, and taken up roost in the Pacific Northwest, where they're a major threat to northern spotted owls.
Barred owls are bigger and more aggressive than spotted owls, and so barred owls have been able to basically drive spotted owls out of their preferred nesting areas. And also, because they're more flexible in what they eat, there can be lots more barred owls on the landscape.
And now they're invading the Sierra Nevada mountains further south, the native range of the California spotted owl.
And the big question was, what is the size of the barred owl population there, and how fast is it growing?
To answer that, Wood and his team deployed audio recorders in roughly 1,000 locations throughout 2,300 square miles of the northern Sierra Nevada. And then they listened for 2 years, collecting the faint calls of spotted owls and barred owls, too. In total, they gathered 200,000 hours worth of audio.
It was pretty daunting seeing it all accumulate and knowing we had to make something intelligible out of it.
Algorithms that combed the audio for owl calls helped make sense of it all, and through models, the researchers were able to estimate who was living in those forests, barred owls or spotted owls, and approximately how many of them there were.
The key finding is that barred owls occupied about 8% of the northern Sierra Nevada landscape in 2017, but that jumped to 21% in 2018. And so that's a 2.6-fold increase in just 1 year. And on one hand, that's really worrying because it suggests that the barred owl population has begun to grow really rapidly and thus pose a direct, pretty immediate threat to the California spotted owl. But on the other hand, it's really exciting because this means we've caught the problem early and actually have a chance to do something about it. Most biological invasions really aren't fully identified until it's too late.
The results are in the journal The Condor Ornithological Applications. Wood and his team advised that it might be necessary to take lethal action, remove the barred owls before they wipe out California spotted owls. Assuming, that is, we give a hoot about the spotted owls' continued survival. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.